Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, those of you who have stuck by me so far, I deeply appreciate it. We had some hosting issues, and hopefully all that's behind us. We'll find out when we release this show. Let's get into it. And today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is February 16th, 1953, and the title is The Grass Valley Swindelope. Weird name. Let's get into it. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for being a member. I really do appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. And gals. There are gals. So thanks, all of you.
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Half Pint Outlaw, right after this message.
The Old West was a country of easy land and easy money. But sometimes newcomers from the East found it dangerous when they tried to get some for themselves. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles found it mighty dangerous, too, when they tried to stop the Grass Valley Swindle.
What a day this is. Oh, you fool. Hey, move. Dad, blasted the rain. Soaked like a drowning prairie dog.
Well, look what washed in out of the storm. You look a little soggy, Spade.
Never mind the funny stuff. When's this rain gonna stop? I'm sick of it.
That's a fine way to talk when every drop that comes down is just putting money in your pocket.
All right, you figured out another way to swindle somebody out of the last dollar. I can tell it by that happy smile of yours, Vincent.
I don't like that kind of talk, Spade. Now, if you're so squeamish about taking a little money away from a sucker, you don't have to go along with me.
All right, I like money just as much as you do. But what's the rain got to do with it?
This is the first time in 4 years that we've had a couple of rains like this one and the last one.
Sure, I know that. This country's so dry most of the time that the frogs never learn to swim.
Yeah, but this year the grass is growing. I was looking at all that land I owned over in Sand Valley. It's turning nice and green again.
Well, 6 months from now, it'll look like a desert again.
Sure, but while it's nice and green, we can sell it off to some of those farmers from back east that are coming out here with money in their jeans.
Hey, that's what you did 5 years ago when we had a wet winter.
That's right, and I held a mortgage on every place I sold. Then, when the dry spell came and the farmers went broke, I just foreclosed and got all my land back.
Yeah, I remember. There was some talk about stringing you up for that little trick.
There wasn't a thing they could do about it. It was all legal.
Well, it'll be nice to work on something I can't get sent to jail for. What do you want me to do?
I need some help with the advertising and selling. We change the name from Sand Valley to Grass Valley. And then start selling the suckers some of the prettiest pasture land they ever saw.
The prettiest I've ever seen this part of the country.
Sure looks nice with all that new grass.
Most of the time, the rattlesnakes in this valley have to crawl clear into town to get a drink out of the horse trough.
The rains we've had this year sure helped out, all right. Just too bad they can't keep water on this land all the time.
What are you looking at, Bill?
Oh, just looking at those white stakes along the road.
White stakes? Where?
There's been one every mile or so. There's one up ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. Looks like maybe a surveyor put them there, huh?
Sure. Who'd want to survey this valley? It isn't good for anything. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa.
Whoa, Joker. Bill wants to take a look. Well, there's plenty of grass, Joker. Help yourself.
Yeah, that surveyor stakes all right, Jingles, and they're new.
Maybe somebody's going to build a town.
You couldn't build a town here. There isn't any water.
Oh, maybe a railroad's coming through here.
No, not the way these stakes are laid, huh? Looks to me like the land's been divided up into sections.
Hey, here come a couple of riders, Bill. Wonder who they are.
I don't know.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Well, howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
You come out to look over some of the land?
No, not exactly. Just passing through.
Lucky thing you did. Big land boom just getting started here in Grass Valley. You can get in on the ground floor.
Grass Valley? I always heard it called Sand Valley.
Benson, these ain't the dudes from back east. They know this country.
You're darn right we ain't dudes. I'll tell you who we are.
Hold it, partner. I might be interested in this land boom after all.
Oh, but
never
Bill,
mind.
Never mind.
You selling this land, mister?
Sure, we're selling it. For farmland. And if you haven't got enough cash to buy, we'll lend you the money and take a mortgage on the land.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of. The whole valley ain't worth 20 cents.
Now, just look around. Ever see a prettier stand of grass?
Wasting your time, Benson. We got a couple of smart drifters on our hands. They ain't gonna buy.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Spade. Well, gentlemen, I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Just a minute, Mr. Benson, if that's your name.
It's my name, all right. What do you want?
My name's Hickok, United States Marshal.
Glad to know you. Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, and I'm Jingle.
What are you doing out here, snooping?
No, we're not snooping. We're just riding through.
This land-selling scheme of yours looks like a swindle to me, and I'm going to look into it.
You keep your nose out of my business, Hickok, and get off my land. Take that overstuffed deputy with you.
Now, just a minute.
Get it off, I said.
Take it easy, boy.
Take it easy, nothing. You called me a swindler.
I did not. I just
said... Bill, look out!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Just when Benson, the land swindler, thought that he had a perfect setup for making crooked money, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode onto the scene. Enraged that Bill saw through his scheme, Benson first ordered them off his land, then drew a gun and fired.
Put your gun back in its holster, Spade.
I already put it back when Hickok tossed a slug past my ear.
Well, that's being smart. Bill didn't hurt your boss much. Just plowed a furrow up his arm to make him drop that gun.
You two could climb on your horses and head back for town.
All right. But let me tell you one thing. There ain't no law that'll keep me from selling this land to anybody that wants it.
That's right. But I'm going to make sure that people buy it for a fair price and that they know it doesn't have any water when they do buy.
That's just what I don't want, Hickok. And if you try, you're liable to run into a case of lead poisoning.
If you're aiming to shoot Bill, you better practice up a little bit.
I've already done my practicing. And next time, I won't miss.
Get up there. I like horses all right, Bill, but not when they're hitched to a buckboard.
You do a pretty good job of driving, Jingles. Maybe we ought to set you up in the moving business.
Fine job for a deputy. Hauling furniture around town, renting an office. What kind of a silly stunt is this anyway?
You always said you wanted to settle down and go into business in some nice little town. Now, this is your chance.
Whoa! Oh, I can't rear back in the stirrups. Whoa, I said. That's better. Now, what business are we going into, Bill?
We're going to be land advisors.
Oh, that sounds like a fine business. Land advisors?
That's right. Here, help me get this furniture into the office.
Now, let me get a hold. Bill, you mean we're going to tell people what land to buy?
We're going to tell them what land not to buy. Hey, look at that sign over the door, Jingle.
Oh, yeah. When'd you have that painted?
Yesterday. I figured anybody who's heading for Benson's office next door will see our sign.
Well, let's see what it says. Free land and water advice. Don't buy land until you get our free report. Wait till Benson sees that.
I've already seen it, big boy, and I don't like it.
Oh, Bill, I thought I heard a strange sound. Sounded like a snake slithering up behind me.
Maybe it was, Jingles. A two-legged snake.
I can get along without the funny remarks, Hickok. And I can get along without any land advisors opening an office next door to mine.
I don't see what you can do about it, Benson.
There's plenty I can do about it. I'm in a legal business, selling land. If somebody wants to buy that land, it's their business, not yours.
Benson, now you shouldn't get so mad. It's bad for your blood pressure.
Yeah, we're in a legal business too, Benson, giving out free advice to land buyers.
Why, you...
Look at him, Bill. He's about to bust a cinch strap.
I'll bust more than that. You take my advice, Hickok, and stay out of the land business.
I thought he was going to blow up and pop, Bill.
He's liable to blow up if we keep crowding him, Jingles. When he does, he can be mighty dangerous.
Well, we're going to keep crowding him, though, ain't we?
Sure are. Yeah, get hold of the other end of that desk, will you?
Oh, sure. Now, there's just one thing I can't understand, Bill.
What's that, Jingles?
Well, if we're in business of giving advice, and we give that advice for nothing, how can we make any money?
We're not trying to make any money, Jingles.
Oh.
Yeah, set it down over here.
Wow. Now, wait a minute till I get my fingers out. Woo-wee. There. Huh? What kind of business is that, Bill?
Hello there.
Huh? Who?
But I'd like to see the manager, please.
Where'd you come from?
Well, I came from Peoria, actually, but I was born in Ohio. Bridgeport, Ohio.
Oh, I don't care where you were born. What's the idea of sneaking up behind me when I'm setting the desk down?
Easy, Jingles.
Yeah.
I'm the manager here. What can I do for you?
Well, I was interested in your free advisory service. I just bought some land from the Grass Valley Investment Company next door.
Uh-oh. This ain't working out the way we figured.
Doesn't look like it. How much land did you buy?
Well, I had enough cash to buy one section, but Mr. Benson kindly offered to sell me four sections and take a mortgage for the balance, and so I bought four. And, oh, that's a lot of land.
How much did you pay him?
$3,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of money, especially when you just went and threw it down a prairie dog hole.
What do you mean? I looked at that land. It's wonderfully fertile. Oh, it has green grass 2 feet high all over it.
Yeah, I know. We've seen all that green grass before.
Yes, sir. And 6 months from now, there won't be enough grass on there to make a salad for a field mouse.
But why not?
Because there's no water in Grass Valley between rains.
And sometimes it's as long between rains as it is between proposals for an old maid.
Well, you mean I've been swindled?
Unless you can think of something to do with 2,500 acres of desert.
What'll I do? That money was all I'd saved from my years of teaching.
Teaching? You a teacher?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed I am. I'm Dr. Hubert Elwin of Westgrove University.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Professor. This is Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingles.
Hickok? Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, and Jingles.
But, Mr. Hickok, you're the famous United States Marshal. Oh, surely you can get my money back for me?
Well, I don't know, Dr. Elwin, but I'll try.
Stop walking up and down the office, Bill. It's in the middle of the night, and we haven't had our supper yet.
Hand me that other law book, will you, Jingles? There must be some way to stop a swindler like Benson.
Well, the only way I know is to get him down, beat his ears off, and take the doc's money away from him.
Nah, there's too much of that kind of justice here in the West. We've got to do this thing right.
Well, it's just too darn bad when a crook like... Hey, I smell smoke.
Yeah, so do I. It's in here.
Bill, the whole front end of the building is burning.
This old shack will go up like a torch. Come on, let's get out of here.
Come on, let's get out the door.
Jingles, wait a minute. You can't go through there.
There's no other door. We're trapped in here. Bill, what do we do?
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, working late on the case of the doctor who was swindled in a land deal, suddenly realized that their office was in flames. The only door was blocked by the fire, and they frantically looked for a way to escape.
Bill, smoke's getting thick.
Yeah, we gotta find a way out. Hey, how about that window in the back?
You think I can get through it?
You've got to. Now, come on.
Looks awful little.
Give it a try, partner.
I sure will. Don't want to stay in here and be barbecued. I'm starting. Now help me, Bill.
Okay. Up you go.
I knew it. I'm stuck.
I'll keep wiggling. The whole roof will come down in a minute.
Shove, Bill. I think I'm moving a little.
All right. Once more. There.
Oh, I think I fractured my little skull.
All right. Here I come, Jingles. There. All right, Jingles?
Except for where I lit on my head.
Then get on your feet and let's get out of here before that building falls down.
But, Bill, oh, I'm wounded.
You'll be fried if you don't move.
Oh, yeah, well, come on now. What are we waiting for? There she goes.
Yeah, we might have been in it. All right, keep out of sight, Jingles.
Keep out of sight? What for?
Well, maybe whoever set that fire will think we're still inside.
You mean somebody tried to burn us up?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Oh, just wait till I get my hands on him. Bill, I'll bet that Benson had something to do with this.
Like what?
Oh, like touching a match to a pile of oily rags.
Maybe so, but how are we going to prove it?
Prove it? Bill Hickok, if I'd have been 10 pounds heavier, I'd have stuck in that window and been roasted like a prairie chicken. You want me to prove that Benson set that fire?
That's right.
Well, I ain't no mood to prove nothing except that, well, I can hammer Brother Benson down into a small grease spot.
Why, Mr. Hickok and Jingles. Why, it's quite a surprise seeing you.
Well, Dr. Elwin, Bill.
Howdy, Doc.
Why is it such a surprise seeing us?
Oh, because Mr. Benson said you'd be killed in the fire.
Oh, he did he? When did he say this?
Well, just as he and that partner of his, that Spade, I think he calls him, were starting the fire.
You saw them start it, huh?
Oh, yes. Quite by accident, of course. I don't sleep very well. And I was out for a walk, and I saw them both setting fire to the building. I thought it was a little unusual.
Just a little, yeah. Well, why didn't you yell or something to warn us?
But because Mr. Benson told me that if I made any sound at all, he would shoot me right between the eyes. And I didn't think I'd like that. And so I said nothing.
Any questions, Jingle?
No, I don't think I'd have said anything either.
Well, I might say that I'm happy that you're still alive.
Well, thank you, Doctor, and I might say that we're kind of happy, too.
Hey, Doc, would you be willing to help us out if we could get back that money you paid for the worthless land?
Why, yes, of course. Oh, do you have a plan, Mr. Hickok?
Bill always has a plan, Doc. Now, you just stay quiet and listen.
And I've been talking this over, Doc, and we figured that you sure are entitled to a little break from us.
Yeah, you're one of the first investors in Grass Valley, and we want you to have the land you bought all free and clear.
But do you mean I won't have to worry about the mortgage?
That's right. Now, here's the mortgage. You can tear it up or burn it or do anything you like with it.
Well, I think that's a very fine gesture. I appreciate that.
We thought you would. We thought you'd appreciate it so much that you wouldn't say anything about meeting us the other night when we were building a little fire.
Yeah, yeah. We were just burning down that old building next to my office. We're making room for a new hotel that we're going to build there.
Yes, but what about Mr. Hickok and Jingles?
What about them?
They were in the building when you set the fire.
They were? I didn't know that.
Ah, but you must have. When I discovered you, you said...
Never mind what we said. This ain't gonna work, Benson. Let's get rid of the old goat.
Shut up, Spade. We'll do this my way.
Shut up, nothing. I don't want him going around telling everybody that we set fire to a building and murdered Hickok and Jingles.
All right, Benson, we've heard enough.
Hickok.
They're alive.
You're darn tootin' we're alive, but no thanks to you.
I'll get you, yes,
Bill is
you...
gone!
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
You're crazy, Benson, trying to outdraw Wild Bill.
I don't need a gun. I'll kill him with my bare hands.
You keep out of this, Spade, or I'll part your hair with a .45 slug.
I ain't doing nothing.
Well, just see that you don't. Benson started this fight. Let him finish it the hard way.
Try this, Hickok.
Pretty good, Benson. Try this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I've heard about the Wild West, but I hadn't realized it was quite this wild.
Tie him up, Jingles. Spade, too. We'll put him in jail for setting fire to that building. When they get out, Grass Valley will be too dry to sell to anyone.
It'll be a pleasure. But shouldn't we make him give Doc back all the money invested?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm perfectly happy now that they've canceled the mortgage.
You're happy? But, Doc, what are you going to do with all that desert that you own?
Well, I'm a specialist in reptiles, and I can spend the rest of my life very happily collecting snakes and lizards on my own land.
Snakes and lizards? What kind of a life is that?
Don't argue with him, Jingles. If he likes to collect snakes and lizards, why shouldn't he?
Well, I don't know. Guess when you come right down to it, Bill, we collect snakes and lizards, too. All right, come on, you two reptiles. Stick out your hands. I'm going to add you to our collection.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. Today's cast included Leo Curley, Hal Gerard, and Howard McNear. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.